Ryuzushima, are you feeling okay?
I believe I have explained this before, Yangsu. Our bodies are in a constant state of depletion, the same way that the energy of a spirit's is.
I know there are three of you Ryuzus that always take turns, but since you were removed from the rotation, there hasn't been a replacement.
I am unsure if I will be able to make myself last until Miss Amelia returns. So I will go ahead and say what must be said.
Now hold on, you don't have to push yourself like that. The healthy old hag right here can step
in. Making this way too confusing. Just call them Old She and Old Ryu. Besides, I understand what you're saying, but in this case it wouldn't work. Shima's the only one who can tell us this.
Yes, that is correct. Only I, the one who has entered the graveyard and attempted the trial, can truly speak of it.
Huh?
The tale you are about to hear now concerns the memories of Ryuzu Mare, the ancestor we copies are derived from. It involves events that happened many years ago, a long time before this place became known as the Sanctuary. At the beginning of this unknown memory, there was a young girl with a lovely face, with porcelain skin as white as the snow, and very pale blue eyes.
What is it, I suppose? You can look at me that way to your heart's content, but I'm not giving you anything. Still silent, are we? What a boring, cowardly girl you are, I suppose.
Beatrice, why the negative attitude?
Miss Echidna.
What's gotten into you? Did I teach you to behave that way?
I don't know what you're going on about, Mother, because I haven't done anything at all. It's just... this girl was...
I see. Well then, why don't we listen to what she has to say for herself?
What? Well, I'm sorry about this. I saw her standing there looking so elegant and wistful, and I was captivated.
Oh, is that so? Interesting. Well, Beatrice, you did hear Ryuzu, did you not?
Yeah.
Referring to you as childish wouldn't be accurate since you are a child, but you've yet to learn tolerance. While there's no question that you're rather special, you don't have the right to look down on others. I'm sorry to have startled you. This is Beatrice. I suppose you could say she's like a daughter to me.
I'm not just like a daughter to you, I am your daughter, I suppose.
Yes, well, there you have it. I believe from this point forward she'll be accompanying me here quite often. Please, do be kind to her.
Yes, of course. You can count on me, Miss Echidna.
I don't need her. If it's all the same to you, I'm perfectly fine on my own.
And that was it. That is how the two girls met. Afterwards, the witch and her daughter visited the settlement occasionally, just as she said they would.
Why are you just standing there, I suppose? I see that you've remained your usual dull self.
Miss Beatrice...
Mother's busy having a discussion inside. She'll be back when she finishes, so hurry up and put that irritating laundry in the basket, I suppose.
Of course. Excuse me. Miss Beatrice?
Don't mind me, it's nothing. I'm just killing time, I suppose.
Miss Beatrice? I was just curious. If you don't mind, I was wondering if you would help me fold the laundry?
Much for you to handle alone, then fine. I guess I have no choice but to lend a hand with the folding.
Huh?
I won't say it again, I suppose. Well, get going then. Let's go, I suppose.
If it'd be all right, as long as you're helping me, would you carry a little bit of it?
Okay, listen. I'm feeling generous, but don't go pushing your luck. Just this much, I suppose.
So during the moments when the witch had her own business to attend to, the young girl would find herself spending more and more of her time with Ryuzu Mayor.
You there. Pardon me. I do believe Miss Echidna is here somewhere. Have you seen her?
What? Mr. Mathers!
My family name. I'm not fond of being addressed that way. So with that in mind, would you call me Roswell instead?
Hang on a minute! Are you saying Beatrice was in the sanctuary and Roswell too?
More accurately, the Master Roswell of several generations ago. But from the sound of it, Miss Beatrice hasn't changed that much at all.
Yeah, look, I'm more interested in the witch. I mean, sure, I know this is the facility where she was doing her experiments and everything, but other than that, I've never really heard her story before.
What? You didn't run into her even once when you were going through the trials?
The only reason I went in was to settle a score. She didn't cross my path. When you put it like that, it sounds like maybe.
So can I assume you have met the Witch of Greed, Barusu?
Yeah.
Huh. To one who was not alive during that time, I do understand the dilemma, as the witch may indeed seem quite out of reach. Of course, even my own memories are actually those of another. Therefore, I do not know her personally myself. Seeing one who looks identical to me saying that makes me feel as if I have gone mad. How frightening.
Okay, it is now official. Things are getting pretty surreal around here.
Miss Beatrice continues to be an exceedingly common presence in the memories of Ryuzu Mayor. Those two had quite an interesting and heartwarming friendship.
Go ahead and finish up the story. This place seems so peaceful on the surface, so what happened here exactly?
Eventually, it collapsed. It was then that the true reason for the sanctuary's existence came along and made itself known.
Wait, the true reason for it? The sanctuary's existence?
I'm the Sin Archbishop of the Witch's Cult, representing Greed, Regulus Corneus.
Sin Archbishop of the Witch's Cult?
What are you doing out here? I've already been given the assurance that nobody could ever get involved with this forest except me!
Assurance, huh? Well, I think you completely fabricated that rule and simply offered it to yourself. And now you're trying to force other people to go along with this foolish notion? I must admit, that's pretty cocky for a worthless spirit.
If you truly dislike the rule, then my suggestion would be that you talk it over with the church! I ask again, why are you here?
Why? It was something I ordered him to do. Do you have some sort of issue with that command, Bishop Romani Conti?
Wait! No! What is that woman doing here? I want you to answer me! What is the meaning of this?
Take it easy. This was entirely her choice. Why are you blaming everything on me anyway? You got something against me or what?
Easy, Bishop Corneus. Oh. It would appear that he's rather confused. Do try not to be so critical of him. Now, bring the key and seal to me, so the witch's cult can fulfill its long-cherished desire.
Damn you, Pandora!
What's this?
Enjoy being skewered! Apologize to my brother and his wife! Now be gone forever!
Hey, come on. You weren't even aiming anywhere near me, but you used a crazy, wide-burst attack that you knew would hit me, too? I take such a careless affront personally. That's the same as trampling on my life, on my existence, on my authority, on my humanity itself, now isn't it?
Miss Fortuna! Please take Miss Amelia and leave this place.
Mother, I'm scared.
Don't worry, dear.
It's all right. Have no fear. I wouldn't remain here if I didn't have a plan.
Okay, I'll do it, but I'm coming back to help you. I swear it! Keeping the trial in mind, I presume you'll be falling yourself, right? Or will you?
Hey, that was pretty admirable of you. A shame, though. No one gave you permission to let them get away. I consider you acting out on your own a direct violation of my actions and authority.
I don't need your permission. And even if it means risking my life, I will never allow the two of you to get past this point!
Wait, you're not actually planning on...
I must confess. I don't have the knowledge to adapt to this. For that reason, I've merely held it since I was entrusted with it. But this moment is what it was meant for!
Well then, Bishop Betelgeuse Romani Conti. Have a good journey.
Please forgive me, Master Flugel. But it must be done!
What an idiot.
Truly magnificent. Bishop Regulus Cornelius?
Yes?
Prepare yourself.
You're witnessing now is hope, a great debt, an unforgettable one to the people who made me what I am. I won't back down, so if I'm worthy of spitting up blood.
After such a transformation, I have to ask, what do you see with those crimson eyes, Bishop Romani Conti?
Love itself. You will go no further. You will not pursue them. I swear you won't get past me! Never!
Luce, what's happening? What did you do?
A splendid show of your determination, Bishop Betelgeuse Romani Conti. And in the name of the Witch of Vanity, for your resolve and steadfast force of will, I grant you the title of Sloth.
Do you really think I would want such a title? There's only one thing I desire right now. Peace for that mother and her child for the rest of their lives!
Ah, yes. Love, how wonderful.
Keep that word from your mouth. Your lies are a warmth that shouldn't come to pass. Face me!
What is with you? This is far beyond even my comprehension. I showed up, I'm standing here, and then you're just going to ignore me? What are you thinking?
How did...
Regulus! Cornelius!
You're really pissing me off. There's no way you should be chosen by the Witch Factor, but you're holding on to it with no regard for the payment it requires?
I don't care what you say! Now stay away from them!
A repetition draw. While everyone here is locked in a stalemate, something of great significance should be happening with the other two.
Look at everything Goose is putting himself through. Are you actually suggesting that we leave?
It seems quite debatable whether or not sheer force of will could have had an effect on the outcome.
Then what's the harm in just standing here watching? I want to find out what...
Looks like even with your insufficient brain, you've realized which of these scenarios is the wiser choice. All right, time for a change of location. We're moving to where you and your mother fled.
No!
Please, Amelia. I'll be right back, so just...
No, you can't! You have the same look on your face that Eustace did. Don't go! Don't leave me behind! I'll tell the truth from now on. I won't break my vows and always be a good girl! I swear, just don't go!
Amelia... Please...
Why didn't I realize it? Mother Fortuna, she was my real mother. Mother Fortuna, I love you.
Miss Fortuna!
Tell me, are the villagers safe, Archie?
The news isn't good. Our people are trying to stand their ground, but they're all fighting Bishop Corneus's men. If we stay in the forest, they'll find us for sure. It seems they've come here to take...
The seal. That's it, right? How did they find out about it? Even that woman was... Fine then. I'll be right there.
I beg you, let the rest of us fight. You need to take Amelia and leave the forest immediately.
And what would happen if I were to go now? If they manage to get their hands on the seal, then the world will come to an end this time! I'm so sorry. Sorry you went through all this. Just trying to protect us.
Please don't say that! Who would show such disdain for a family member?
Do forgive me. Listen, I need to go back for a bit. I have an important duty to fulfill by protecting the people of the forest. And that means I'll need to leave you for a little while, all right?
Oh, please! You can't! I don't want you to! Please don't go!
Amelia, now do as I say. I want you to leave this forest with Archie, understand?
Miss Fortuna, I... There must be
a... Archie, it's a bit early, but I'm entrusting you with the mission of the forest dwellers. Please take Amelia away from here. This world isn't easy to live in, but I know there's hope. I'm sure of it.
But I can't do that! I must stay with everyone until—
Take Amelia. I beg you. She's the daughter of my brother and his wife, but she's my daughter as well.
It's not fair. When you put it that way, you know it's impossible for me to refuse you.
I apologize. We're unfair, but please forgive us. Amelia.
No, you're not leaving me behind! I want to stay with you! I promise I'll be good and I won't be in the way! Just don't leave me! I don't want to be alone!
Come now. You'll never be alone. Listen, sweetheart. I will always be right here with you. And the memories that come forth, each time you close your eyes and picture me. In dreams, where you hug yourself and feel warm. In the echoes you hear when you shout into the sky. I'll be with you every step of the way. Forever and ever, my little one.
You're lying! No! That's nothing but a lie, Mother!
Amelia, I promise you. No matter what, you and I will always be together. That's the oath I'm making to you right here and now.
You really mean it? You'll stay with me forever?
Yes, really. It's a solemn vow. I love you more than anyone. You hear me? You mean the world to me, Leah. The whole world to me. Girl. love you, Amelia.
Why? Why did everything turn out this way? Was it because I broke my promise and left my room?
No, none of this is your fault at all. No one is to blame for this.
Then, if that's true, why do we both have to leave the forest? Could it be better if I'd stayed locked up in my room forever? Maybe then no one would have to go and we could have stayed together.
You're wrong, Amelia.
Am I bad? Is that why everybody hates me and why I just end up alone?
No. Nothing could be further from the truth. No one hates you. We love you, and we're trying desperately to keep you safe. Everything in this world exists to bless you. The Black Serpent. That diseased, plague-bearing mob beast. Fula! Huma!
Archie?
It's nothing but a scratch. I'm okay, really. Everything is all right. Listen, Amelia. Over there, do you see those white flowers right between the two trees? Could you head toward those flowers for me? I'd like you to run through them. And then, just keep going.
Okay, I'll run. I can. But...
No, don't worry. I'll be fine. And you will never be alone.
Archie...
Now, start running! Don't look back, no matter what you hear! Yes, that's right. Keep on running. Just like the way we're always running after you. Face me. You think I plan on letting you go? Don't worry, Fortuna. I know your daughter will be just fine.
Even after all of that, you...
Persistent. Look, why don't you just admit that it's hopeless and give up? In the end, while you do have your resolve, your determination, and all that, it isn't enough to make up for your overall weakness. Believe me, I'm not doing this because I'm a sadist or anything. It only looks like I'm tormenting you because you're so painfully feeble.
Take a moment to reflect and don't criticize him too harshly, Bishop Cornelius. You're more special and perfect than anyone, which makes you wonderful. Those who stand against us are also wonderful in their imperfection.
You just keep on giving me more and more work to do, you incompetent fool.
Enough! Alphala! Goose! Hang on!
Miss Fortuna is Miss Amelia.
I sent her out of the forest with Archie. Because of you, she's safe.
Thank goodness. It's such a relief to hear.
And why is that? There's nothing good about it. Who the hell do you think you are, huh? Coming back here like that? I had won our battle and was about to crush his head under my foot. Me! What gives you the right? Who gave you permission? Now speak up! Answer me, answer me, answer me, answer me! How dare you come back here and...
Bishop Cornelius.
Huh? What was that, Miss Pandora?
Relax. Calm your anger. I will not allow you to simply lash out and kill them here. Tell me, do you feel nothing when you see those two?
Did you just order me to relax and calm my anger?
Don't get cocky with that snide grin and unassuming attitude, woman!
No way.
That's what you get when you mouth off to me. Don't get in my way. Don't interrupt when I'm talking either.
Miss Fortuna, please, you need to run away and
come
get
on
out
now,
of-
don't be so foolish. I left Amelia to come back here and fight.
But why would you?
To try and keep you from dying. And so that if you did die, I'd be right here at your side. If you were no longer in this world, if you stopped coming to this forest, then what would I have to wait around for?
I couldn't endure such a long time without you beside me. I suppose I'm weak that way.
You're not weak. Don't ever say that.
No, I am. Truth is, I was only acting tough in front of you and Amelia.
You want to ignore me, take a moment to talk to each other, then just stand up and face me whenever you're ready? Fine! I'll crush the both of you into nothing but a shallow pool of blood, bones, and bits!
I said to wait, Bishop Cornelius. In fact, I was quite clear. Through my compassion and grace, I'll forgive your violent actions and rash hysterics. Honestly, my goal in bringing you here has already been fulfilled. So consider yourself free to leave now.
You brought me here, but now you're satisfied, so you're telling me to go? What kind of idiot do you think I am, you little—
I see. Well, I'll take it upon myself then. I believe Bishop Cornelius shouldn't be with us any longer. He'll be in his own mansion, surrounded by his wives.
What?
There, I've sent that noisy young man far away from us. And now, we'll be able to talk much more leisurely.
Could I start by asking you a question? You were blown to pieces and died earlier, so how are you still here?
Sorry? Perhaps from duress, your eyes have deceived you. Now that Bishop Cornelius is gone, the results of his actions are gone too. Why not take a look for yourself?
Impossible.
But I won't rewrite your being overtaken by the sloth witch factor. Whatever happens, I wish to commend you on your behavior, and the behavior of this woman who came back for you.
Miss Fortuna, let's get moving. You and I will defeat her together. We have to do everything we possibly can for Miss Amelia.
Freeze the fluctuation of time to white. Demon ice of antiquity, bringing eternal sleep to the soul. Come forth!
For my mission, for my life, for the entirety of my love, here and now, for this very moment!
Now, come and embrace me. Hold me close so I can feel it. Feel the full extent of your resolve.
Mother Fortuna! Yes! Archie! I have to do something too! I need to help!
Bring the key and seal to me.
The seal? If that's what you want, fine. I'll give it to you. It's where that thing is. But... The fairies? Hold on, are you showing me? The way to the seal, you're saying it's that way? I can rescue Mother, and everyone else too? I'll do it! I want to be with all of you again! I'll be a good girl, I promise!
Welcome, child. I've been waiting for you.